Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike and I were just talking. Apparently, we're going to get a dose of this coming up a little bit later on when we find out what's on Day-Day's mind. But we were just saying, you would have thought last night, by the way, they won the World Series. You would have thought they won the World Series. It's one game.
I never get up early, and the dogs were just – they were itching to get outside. So 6 a.m., put on SportsCenter. 10 minutes on the freaking Yankees.
It's unbelievable.
Let's go to – what's his name again? Eduardo Perez.
Yes.
By the way, FSU alum, by the way. But I think this is an example of Aaron Judge exorcising the demons.
What?
You haven't won yet. Toronto's in the driver's seat. They got a rookie. They're really rolling with Schlittler. We got to be careful how you pronounce that.
Correct.
But you got a guy that they're really leaning into that he's going to have to step up. But Toronto, now, I view the Blue Jays, you're kicking yourself. You blew a 5-run lead. I mean, they were just knocking it out of the park and just running circles around the base pass. Yankees did show some pride and some gumption. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. All ESPN knows, Yankees, Red Sox, Cowboys, LeBron. Yankees, Red Sox, Cowboys, LeBron.
Rinse, repeat.
Rinse, freaking repeat.
Yeah.
But there's nothing else to watch. You got nothing else. And then you get to the talking heads on the argument shows. It's the same stuff. Throw in Rex Ryan, who, by the way, apparently, there's now, this could be Rex Ryan leaking this to somebody.
What's that?
They're connecting him to the Dolphins job, which isn't even open yet.
Oh, it's open. That job is definitely open.
I mean, talk about a 180 in culture to go from Coach Bra to Sexy Rexy, the foot doctor.
That's interesting. But, yeah, it probably is him leaking. You know,
right.
You know how Rex works.
Right.
Here's what I'll say about this. I just Mike and I were laughing because we were in the break doing the Eduardo, the impression.
I wish I could clear my throat.
Yeah, I wish you could too. Judge 3-for-4 with an intentional walk, scored 3 times, made some critical plays with his gloves. The crowd was chanting MVP. Let me just say this.
He made a running catch coming towards the ball. He just didn't butcher it like he did in the World Series.
Exactly. But it's about time, Aaron. You've needed moments. You haven't had them. Your postseasons have been bad. It's why you are not a legendary Yankee yet. So this was a big moment for him, and he's 7-11 in the series. That's 636 with 5 RBIs, 3 walks. You need a series like this. Here's the thing, though. Lose, and it doesn't mean anything. So you still have to play tonight, Mike, and he's got to do special things. But that was the thing that was bugging me. It was literally like Aaron Judge just saved the world. Are you serious? He had a good game.
Like, he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. Aaron Judge, let's go Yankees. Derek Jeter. Oh, God. Please, Toronto, smite them. Please, Toronto.
And you know what? They did blow it. They're going to kick themselves if they lose this series.
I mean, they were absolutely just stomping. They had all, and I love the reaction fans of the Yankee. This one Yankee fan with a neck tattoo, that's always a good look. But you had all these Yankee fans. They were showing
behind. At least it wasn't a teardrop. I mean, come on.
Attica. Attica. But anyway. Just please let the Yankees go down, please.
Hey, man, I want to remind you guys that you can get all your games. You can count on Paramount Plus, guys. Sundays with the NFL on CBS, Paramount Plus. Watch the local NFL games live every Sunday all season long. That's ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We are live, by the way, Buffalo's Cafe, hanging out here in Hiram. We'll be here until 6, having a good time. And we know some of you folks are on the way because everybody's 10 minutes away out here in Hiram. Because that's what we've been told. Literally like, hey, where do you live? I'm 10 minutes away. Yeah. Hey, where do you live? I'm 10 minutes away. Oh, okay. So everybody's 10 minutes.
Right. The 18-wheeler had to pick a lane. I was coming up the highway, getting off Thornton Road.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, come on. He's driving the 18-wheeler like he's driving me in the Corvette. Like, left lane, right lane. Come on. on, dude. Just stay in the right lane for crying out loud.
You know what, though? Those drivers, I hate y'all, by the way. I know I love you. I mean, I
love
you.
We know you all listen. But, yeah. We got a lot of truck drivers listening to Dukes
but
and Bell.
They drive those trucks like, I know you going to move. They will get over, and you're like, yo, I guess I'm moving out of the way. They do not care.
Right. Especially coming up at 285 to 20, giddy up, man. Yeah. Head on a swivel.
Yeah.
And by the way, do you prefer –
Brother's like, I'm going to wreck the truck. It ain't mine anyway.
Now, are you worried about the robot trucks? Because that's up next.
What?
Because we got this Waymo all over Midtown Atlanta and the
robot
city.
Trucks.
Well, they don't do meth. They don't get off the highway to hook up with like hookers in the truck stops. You know.
So you're saying it's a saving
I'm
money?
I'm just saying the liability issues. Now, again, it's a little disconcerting to know that there's a couple of 100,000 pounds of truck coming down the road with a robot or you know automated driver.
Mike, I don't like it. You know, I told you it freaks me out when I roll up in Midtown and at those Waymos and I look over and there's no driver and I'm like, where's the driver?
Right.
I do not want to look up at an 18-wheeler and not see anybody in the driver's
seat. But what was the Bruce Willis movie? It's a great – Gordon Levitt plays the younger version of him. He goes back in time, and they kind of already captured that. They had driverless trucks on the highway and stuff.
Looped?
You know the one I'm talking about?
Looped?
Yeah, Looper.
Looped.
Yeah,
Looper.
Looper. That's the one. That's a great play.
That's actually a good movie.
But they had that in that. It's actually pretty cool because you're playing like a young Bruce – Gordon Levitt basically doing a young Bruce Willis impression. But they had that. That was one of those things in the future, and here we are.
Yeah. I don't dig it, man. I don't like it. Have you taken one of those? Have you
– No, I refuse.
No, but let me tell you something. In Arizona – so like certain states that are like kind of designed perfectly for them, Arizona, one of them because it's so flat and long roads – everywhere. Waymo.
Really?
Everywhere.
Taking over.
Yes.
Oof. Cab driver's mad as hell.
No, yeah. That's – I had – me and the dude, the Bucks game last year in Tampa, where we – obviously, we won it. We're going to downtown. That's where we ran into Baker Mayfield at American Social in the Inner Harbor. And I'm telling this guy, he's like – and he was from the Caribbean, and he's like joking around about, yeah, man, I let the car do the driving. Like, no, please don't do that. He goes, hey, sir. He goes, the computer's been driving the last 20 minutes.
You didn't even know.
I'm like, ah. Yeah. And he showed me because you see on the screen, I'm sorry for people that have a Tesla, you know, but you can see how it sees everything. People at the intersection, pedestrians, the cars, the whole thing. But still, it freaks me out.
I'll say this, and then we got to talk some NFL, and we will. Coming up, by the way, Falcons facing the Bills. We'll get into a more Falcon conversation and what's on Day-Day's mind a little bit later on this hour. I posted a video maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I don't know. I post different stuff. And it was a guy who was in one of those self-driving cars that had lost control.
Yes.
It lost its brakes. And you want to just talk about freaking you out. Like, it sounds cool. Like, I'm going to let the car drive itself. I'm going to get on the computer, make some calls.
Right.
This guy is on the highway. He's literally – you see him pumping the brakes. He's telling people, I can't stop the car. People are, like, filming, like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
And he starts praying, right? Now, thank God nobody got killed.
Right.
But finally, the car hits the median, spins out. He gets hit by another car.
Oof.
And come to find out, like, he couldn't stop it. So I got a buddy that has one of those Teslas, and he's like, yeah, you know, there's emergency levers, and you can pull, and the door open. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I don't even want to try or test that.
Right. So if I'm going to go for a ride, one of those, I'm going to have one of those, like, sumo suits so I can just jump out of the car?
I'm just telling you, like, on the big Tesla trucks, because he has one, he's like, yeah, you pull this lever, and it stops. But to your point, for those, everybody who has them.
I know people love them.
They love them. They love them.
And it's funny. I had a guy. I mean, of all the things I've said on the radio over the years, the thing that I got the most hate texts over was when I said how I didn't like the Cybertruck. I think it looks stupid. People, it's like Tesla's almost like a religion. The guys,
it's
the
true.
Devotion to the technology.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I get it. And I know the torque, and you can blow anybody off the line, but I just don't, the aesthetic, I just don't dig the truck.
No, I'm with you on that. There's certain things, you know, I like and I don't like. I don't like the way it looks, but the performance of it, everybody rants and raves about
it.
All right, man, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More car talk coming up here on the show in just a little bit. And your phone calls. We will fix your vehicle.
Got to fix a carburetor on your old Merc coming up.
All right, man.
I'm not taking you home,
bro. yeah, that's the other problem.
Welcome. You thought you were going home.
What?
Yeah.
I would. Why are these doors locked?
I'd rather drive in the car for the movie Christine than be in one of those Waymos.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's my fear right there. Stop the vehicle. All right, man. Let's talk some football and get to 4th and 1. Mike, what do you make of this Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts meeting with A.J. Brown?
Hey, I think it's kind of a cool thing. You just wish that it didn't get public, you know, that the Philadelphia media's got their teeth into it now. Mm. It was like, what did you say? Did you say tell him to grow up? But, I mean, no, because you got – and we said this the other day. You got a guy who's a tremendous asset for the team. You're paying him $32 million, and the usage rate is criminal. So this is something that you'd think Sirianni – now, if Sirianni is, you know, maybe instigated this, or this is simply leadership. Great from Jalen Hurts, from Jalen and Saquon to get with AJ and probably say, hey, man, we got a great football team. Yeah, I know things haven't been maybe near where they should be with you on the field contributing, but we don't need another soap opera like last year. And they still won the Super Bowl.
They did.
So maybe trying to get ahead of it, if that's the case.
Yeah, look, Saquon was pretty adamant. Like, this wasn't a team meeting where guys were screaming. He says, I talked to everybody. I talked to O'Lyman. I talked to different guys. You guys just happened to see, whoever saw it,
right,
us talking to A.J. Brown. And then, you know, they ran with it. But I think he needs to be talked to. Look, you're posting Bible verses and cryptically expecting people to read your mind.
Right.
It's a little bit childish. I'm not talking about your beliefs. Do what you want to do. But when you have a team, there was a commitment, Mike, to the team. You do something, you're screwing the team. It's not just about you. And so for AJ, I think that was more of the conversation. Is like, look, you're going to get your touches. But stop putting this crazy stuff out there, man. And then, you know, everybody's trying to decipher it. Now, again, here we are answering questions about, well, what did you think about AJ and what he posted? I have no idea.
Right. And I just think that, you know, if you watch the Eagles, they've got the formula. They got the pieces. Jalen Carter, by the way, a little banged up. We'll talk more about that later in the week with the injury report. We get to the picks. But the Eagles have got the formula. There's nobody who's perfect right now. The Eagles were. There's nobody undefeated. But they got the formula. They got a, I mean, Sirianni, as close as he was getting fired 2 years ago. You know, they got great pieces. You got a guy in Saquon that's a difference maker. And I think, you know, now the thing is, Jalen Hurts does do things which make people say he's not elite, whether it's Ryan Clark, the talking heads on ESPN.
Right.
But he always seems to pull it together when it matters most, doesn't he?
He does. And look, I don't expect the Eagles to fall off. They've been able to handle this kind of stuff.
There's another guy like this called Eli Manning.
That's right.
You know, I mean, come on.
No doubt. Hey, man, meanwhile, Jonathan Gannon got fined $100,000 and for that altercation.
Oh, come on.
They're calling it an altercation. What did you? How did you view that?
Brushing a guy, you basically said your piece.
As head coach.
Right. And you stormed off and you did the pow and you rubbed, you smacked your arm into his arm. You didn't swing on him. You didn't, you know, if he was wearing a helmet, you didn't grab his face mask and things like we would do in high school. I think this is some candy-ass stuff. I really do.
I do, too.
I think you're trying to create a culture of accountability in a town where they've run off a really good coach in Cliff Kingsbury. Quarterback's kind of a prima donna. You need to have some accountability on that team. I don't think that sends the right message. Amari DiMarcato did one of the stupidest things you could ever do. And I'm sorry, you blew the game. You cost me a football game between the fumble turnover and recovery by the Titans. You would have been up 28-6 if he just carries the football another yard. So for the coach to lose his cool, hell yeah. Could you imagine a Vince Lombardi, a Tom Landry, a John Madden, if somebody pulled that crap back in the day? I mean, that's why I just think we're soft. I think it's soft, and I think the Cardinals shouldn't have fined him.
I agree.
I think unless they're scared of the Players Association making a beef and trying to get ahead of it.
My question to you guys is this. How should a coach handle that? He just cost you the football game. Instead of his teammates hugging him, they should have waited to beat him up in the locker room. Mm. Like, seriously. That's what really – if we're keeping it real, that's right. What should have happened.
Watch the video. Some guys are consoling him. Other guys are yelling at him.
Because
so it wasn't like it was uniformity on that sideline.
Because part of this is accountability comes where your teammate – it's not just, bro, it'll be all right. No, it's not all right. I'm out here busting my tail, man. We're this close every week to winning. And the Cardinals are losing games like this every single week.
Right.
Do your job, bro. Do your job. Like, he should have been gotten into, and everything that the coach did, Jonathan Gannon, I totally agree with you, Mike. Like, I just asked that question. For you coaches out there, we're talking about professional football. We're not talking about peewee. We're not talking about middle school. How should he have handled this? Should he have just stayed cool and then, well, he should have did it in the locker room. Man, that's the problem. Everybody wants to do stuff behind closed doors. Embarrass him because he just embarrassed you.
Right. I saw our buddy Armando Salguero covers the NFL from down in Miami. He says, if you're that mad, just cut him. Well, the guy's got a skill set. But if you got to – there's something to be said for yelling at him. And I thought the way that these folks characterized it, It wasn't like Woody Hayes. Like, correct. He came over the side, like, and he clotheslined him.
True.
You know, or he took a helmet and bashed him over the head with it.
It wasn't
He yelled at him, and he brushed against him. Oh, give me a – are we that soft? Yeah, I mean, I know the answer. Yes, we are that soft in 2025.
Yeah, it's crazy. Bengals reportedly did not make calls to the Giants about acquiring Jameis Winston Wilson or Jameis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Winston, that right. is, or Russell Wilson. Surprised?
No, because, Mr. Unlimited?
Because we talked about this yesterday. If you're looking for a quarterback, the Falcons should have been your first phone call. Now, whether it happened, we don't know, but this report is out there now that they didn't even call the Giants, and you got – at least Russell played this year.
I saw that. Now, did you see – I think it was SI or USA Today – the Falcons, the number, and the Bengals didn't have enough money. We wanted them to eat a big chunk of Kirk Cousins, if that, in fact, is accurate. So Flacco goes with the Bengals, and Zach Taylor says, yes, he's going to start against the Packers.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, coming up, speaking of the Falcons, things to think about when facing the Bills. We will dive in next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.